I don't. He's doing a work in my life, boy, I'm telling you. And I thank him for it. And I have a burden for you. Daddies, I have a burden for you in a mighty way because I know the load that you tote. Mama's tote a big load, I know that. But you're the head of the house. You got a heavy load on you. And as I come this morning, I just want to share something with you. It's on my heart. It ain't the big things, it's the little things. It's the little things we're missing out on. It's the little things that we're not getting a hold of, daddies. It's the little things that we're just letting slide by. Adrian Rogers said, if we win the whole world and lose our family, we're a failure. I don't want to lose my daughter. I don't want to lose my son. I don't want to lose my wife. I don't want to be a failure. No devil beats at my door, and he beats at your door every single day. But I got a Father in heaven that loves me unconditionally. And when I think I can't keep on keeping on, he gives me that little bit more to keep on keeping on. Because, Sister Laurel, there's somebody looking in that mirror. I ain't the only one looking. I got two kids and a wife looking. And, man, was it broken wives Thursday night? And Brother Jerry got up, and God gave me an illustration, and he nailed me with it. I'm talking about nail me to the wall. I wish we could have church Thursday night because I wanted to share it Thursday night. There's a time I pray, God, don't let me cry. Take my tears away. And he gave them back to me in 2014 in Illinois, and it ain't never been the same, Brother Lee. There's a time in my life I didn't cry. I was raised, you don't cry. If you, whatever, you keep them tears in, you hush. You're a man. You don't do this. That's a trick from Satan. And I want to share something that's on my heart this morning, and I'm going to be just what God wants it to be, okay? And if you're in here this morning, I want to just love you, and I want to share with you from the bottom of my heart something just tender on me. I wouldn't even give you a gift, but that ain't the gift I was supposed to give you. As he spoke to my heart Thursday night, just as simple as he could speak, I got up Friday, and I told Kaylee, I said, I'm going to Aberdeen. I got to go. She said, what are you going for? I said, I'll just be back. Brandy called Brandy, I said, I'm going to Aberdeen. She said, what you going to Aberdeen for? I said, I'll just be back. You know, sometimes it's just you and God. Ain't nothing you can do about it. He says, get up and go, and you got to get up and go. You just got to go. You don't know why you're going. You don't know who it's going to touch, but you know it touched you. Turn with me, if you will, to Joshua chapter number 24 in verse number 15. And I just want to share this with you this morning. I want to share this to all the daddies in the house, but everybody in the house. This ain't no daddy's message, but I want to direct it straight to the daddies this morning. It's my heart for you this morning. My heart is tender this morning for you, and that you would lead your home in the right way. This morning I want to speak to you. You pick it. You got the choice. You pick it. You pick it this morning. The ball's in your court, Daddy. You pick it. You pick how your home's going to go. You pick the way your marriage is going to go. You're the pick. You pick it. Ever how you want to do it, that's up to you. And at the end of the day, as your pastor, every which way you pick it, I'm going to love you, and I'm going to show the grace of God on you, and I'm going to love you up one side and down the other. But far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We won't serve Him on Sunday and forfeit Him on Monday. We're going to serve Him 7 days a week in my house. Joshua has just summoned the people to Shechem. And you remember Abraham has got a covenant at Shechem. And as they illustrates here, we know what all happened. That Jacob went and he took, after they had murdered, they had took his family and he brought them to Shechem. And when he brought them there, you know what he did? He said, give me all your earrings. Give me all the things that you're doing to a false god. And he buried them under an oak. But then we come here And Joshua summons them back to Shechem, and he says, I've got something I got to tell you. And he said, I want to tell you it out of love. It's up to you to pick it and how you're going to do with it. And this morning, the way I raise my home and the way you raise your home is going to be up to how you pick this afternoon. Stand with me as we reverence the reading of God's Word. I was going to read 15 verses, but we're going to do one. Joshua 24:15 in the Bible says, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Father, I love you and I thank you. I pray for that daddy this morning that needs to pick it. He needs to get on one side or the other. He needs to get on board with you or get off. Father, this morning, as a pastor, I need to get on board with you or step down and quit preaching. Lord, I need to be what you'd have me to be or give up and get out. Lord, this morning, that's my spirit. That's the burden that's on my heart this morning, that I have a choice to pick for my family which way we're going to go and what we're going to do. And I pray this morning that we serve you all the days of our life. Father, have your will and way in this service, and I'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Thank you for melting me this morning. Thank you. Father, you're the only one that melts my heart. Thank you this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me say to you this morning, you pick it this morning, Daddy. You pick it. I'm going to be brief. But can I say to you, be cautious in which way you pick. You be cautious in which one you pick, which side you get on. You be cautious which way you pick for your family. You be cautious what you let come into your home. You be cautious how you pick. You be cautious what you pick. You be cautious in everything that you do. This morning I want you to know you have a great influence on your family. You be cautious in which way you pick. You be cautious in what God called you to do. He says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose. He said, I want you to pick this day. I want you to pick. I want you to be cautious in which way you pick and which way you go with your walk for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You be cautious in what you let come into your home. You be cautious in what you let come into your ears. You be cautious what you let come into your door at your home. You be cautious what you let come into your heart. You be cautious. I never forget, there was a saying I sent out this week that was said. It said, train up a child in the way they should go. And then it stopped, it paused, and it said, but make sure you're going the same way. If you're going to train your child up to love the Lord, you make sure you love the Lord. If you're going to raise your child up to go to church, make sure you go to church. If you're going to train your child up not to drink, make sure that you're not drinking. If you're going to train your child up into memorizing Scripture, you make sure you memorize Scripture. Whatever how you're going to train up your child, make sure you're going the same way. I see, be cautious in the way you pick. You're a great influence on your family. But don't only be cautious, but be courageous. Not everybody in your home is going to believe the same way you do unless you believe this book. You got to stand on this word even when your family don't stand on it, even when your church don't stand on it, even when people around you don't stand, they try to go a different way. You got to stick with the stuff. Be cautious in the way you pick, but be courageous in the way you pick. Look what he said. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the god of the Amorites whose land ye dwell. But as for me, you see there, before he ever put his family in there, he said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. There's so many daddies say, don't do as I do as I say. That is the wrongest thing you can ever say in your life. Don't expect your child to love God if you don't love God. Don't expect your child to follow God if you're not following God. And the greatest influence that a child will ever have in their life is at home, and it's by the male figure inside the home. You know why the men don't amen that? Because you don't want to be that. You want to put it on the woman. You want to put it on mama or papa. You want to put it on somebody else, but you don't want to take responsibility. You don't want to be the one that says, I am cautious in what I do. Don't be wild like I am. I'm going to be cautious, and I'm going to walk the way that the Lord would have me to walk, but I'm going to be courageous in it, and I'm going to stand that way. He said, but as far as me, did you know this, that if a child gets born again and they get saved by the blood of Jesus Christ and they go home to a home that the mom and daddy both are lost, 3% of the time that whole home will turn around. 3% of the time when that child gets saved, that they have enough influence to influence to mom and daddy. There's not much influence there. They say 49% of the time when the mama gets saved and she goes home, 49% of the time will it turn around. Only 49% of the time it'll turn around and the whole family follow Christ. But it also says, the statistic is this, at 91% of the time when the man of the home does what God has called him to do and he gets born again and follows Jesus Christ all the days of his life, 91% of the time the whole family gets on board. I don't know about you, but that's alarming how we need men of God to be what God has called them to be, and they be cautious in the way they walk, they be cautious in the way they talk, they be cautious in who they flirt with on a daily basis. Hey, don't you flirt with Satan. Listen to me, he'll lead you down the wrong path, down the wrong road. You be cautious in it, you be courageous in it. As far as me, he said, as far as me, I'm going to live this way and I'm going to do this way. I'm going to serve God. But I see one thing. I said, not only cautious, he's seeing the Bible. I see not only should we be courageous, but we should be confident. This morning, the problem we got in America is men are not confident in what God has done in their life. They're not confident. Let me give you this. He says this. But as far as me and my house, here's the confidence. If I get Jesus crazy or I act like a Jesus freak at home, what are they going to think? If I get sold out to God, what are they going to think? Don't worry about what your family, they're waiting on you to man up. They're waiting on you to man up and be a man and get your big britches on. Amen? They're waiting on you, Daddy, to step up to the plate and say, I pick today Jesus Christ and he's going to lead my home. And you got to have confidence in that. Look what he says. But as far as me and my house, we will. There is nothing else. There's no other. There's not a second. There's only one way. We will serve the Lord. This morning, I want to ask you a question, Daddy. What have you picked this morning? More than that, does your family know which way you've picked? Or do they think you're straddling the sides? They know you're straddling. They know you live one way this way, one way that way. But which way do you pick? Which way do you do what God's called you to do? Which way will you pick this morning? As we was at Broken Lives Thursday night, and Brother Jerry got up and he sang, when you played your piano, what'd you have in your hand? I mean, your guitar, what'd you have in your hand? You had a what? A pick. Come here, Brother Jerry. You got a pick to be cautious in the way you live your life. You got to pick to be courageous. And you got to pick to be confident in what God's called you to do and serve him all the days of your life. When you was up there streaming that, yeah. What is that?
Joshua 24:15.
But what am I holding?
Pick.
A pick. Do you pick to serve Jesus?
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you this morning, if you're a daddy, you stand right there. If you're a daddy in here this morning, you say, hey, preacher, me and my family, I pick that my family's going to serve God. But I'm not going to start, I'm going to start with me. I'm going to start with me. There's some daddies in this church. This church could be a whole lot more if the daddies would get where God would have them to be and say, I'm picked Jesus over everything that goes on. There's nothing going to influence my family but the blood of Jesus Christ. Daddies, who do you pick this morning? Who do you pick, Brother David? Come up here and get you one. If you're a daddy here this morning, you pick Jesus. Come up here and stand. Now, if you're too scared to get upset, where you at? Are you ashamed of what God's done? Give them out. Yes, sir. Give them out to somebody, brother. A daddy that would pick to stand right where God would have him. Keep lined up across this front up here. I said, I don't know no other way to do this. I said, God, I've been thinking all weekend. God, how am I going to give it to them? How am I going to give it to these men? How am I going to give it to these men? How am I going to give it to men? How am I going to know that they're going to be ready? How do I know I'm not going to embarrass somebody? He said, they're going to have to pick. They don't have to get up. Hey, brother.
I'm not ashamed of Jesus.
Give him some to somebody. Come on. Come on. Yeah, if you're a husband, you better be a daddy because it's coming. Yes, sir, you got some more. Who else? Everybody get a pick. Everybody get a pick. You may find somebody else. Come up.
Jake needs one.
Who's Jake? Jake, man, I don't know where I'm at. Jake needs one. I don't know who Jake is. Anybody else? So what's the importance in this? It's important that men of God pick God. It's important this morning that we choose our household, that we're going to serve God in every area of our life.
Amen.
This morning, these men that stand before you, they was cautious in their pick when they got up. They was cautious when they came this way. They had courage, though, to get up and walk this way. And this morning, I'm confident in their profession this morning that they're going to leave their home, that God's going to honor that and He's going to bless that. Not only their home, their family, their kids, but it's going to bless this church. Will the men of God be what God has called them to be? This morning, I'm going to lead us in a prayer this morning, and I'm going to ask God to bless these men, bless their families, everyone out there. This morning, my heart's desire is this, that our men be what God has called us to be. Folks, listen to me. Your family loves you more than anything, but there is a spirit that Satan has put. But the head of that house, he's trying to come against us like you've never seen. I know he's coming against mamas and kids. I know that. But the head of that house, he's trying to destroy it. And this morning, praise God that he's our leader. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I love you this morning. I thank you, Father. Father God, I thank you this morning that we have chose to pick you over anything in this world. Lord God, I thank you this morning that these men's come forth and they'll slide that pick in their pocket. Lord God, on that pick is Joshua 24:15. As far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Not serve Union Chapel. Not serve the Lord all the days of our life. And Lord God, this morning, whoever man that's up here that says, preacher, it's hard. Yes, it's hard, but Lord, it's worth it all. Because there's a payday coming someday. And Lord, this morning I pray you bless these men, watch over them, have your will and way in their lives. Lord, I thank you for the mamas and the children that are sitting out here that you gave us to be the husbands and the daddies over. Not to rule over them, but to love them, guide them, protect them, help them every and every area of our life. Every area that they need, we help them in, Father. And Lord, I pray right now you bless these men in Jesus' holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated.